AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Getting underway this morning, the trial of the first of six Baltimore police officers linked to the death of a black man arrested last April. Freddie Gray suffered spinal injuries after being put into the back of a police van without a seatbelt. His death led to riots and looting in Baltimore. AP correspondent David Dishnow is at the courthouse in Baltimore.
They will pick 12 jurors plus three or four alternates. Each side will get four peremptory strikes, which are dismissals for whatever reason. And then after that, it's possible that we could get to opening statements today.
Everything's getting back to normal at the University of North Carolina after a report of an armed man on campus. UNC is issuing an all clear. The school says somebody reported seeing the man near the school's ROTC building. And although they aren't providing any further detail, they're instructing everybody to resume their normal activities. Overseas, the British Parliament is debating whether to send warplanes against Islamic State group targets in Syria. Britain's prime minister has accused opponents of sympathizing with terrorists, which brought this question this morning from a lawmaker.
Will he take this further opportunity to identify which members of these benches he regards as terrorist sympathizers?
Yeah.
Everyone in this house can speak for themselves. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to the risks of military action, the risks of inaction are far greater than the risks of what I propose.
British Prime Minister David Cameron. Here at home, shopping's Black Friday broke an FBI record for the number of firearms background checks. The FBI says it processed roughly 2 per second, 185,345 background checks on that Black Friday. This is AP Radio News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are worth $45 billion. And Zuckerberg says they will devote almost all of that to solving the world's problems in celebration of their new baby daughter.
Having this child has made us think about all of the things that should be improved in the world for her whole generation.
Zuckerberg says over time, he and his wife will commit 99% of their Facebook stock holdings to causes like fighting disease, improving education, and building strong communities. Google is being accused of invading the privacy of students using laptop computers powered by Google's Chrome operating system. A digital rights group alleges that Google rigged the Chromebook computers to allow the company to collect information about students' internet search requests and online video habits. Google says it didn't do anything illegal. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.